My dear clergy and religious, my dear friends in Christ, I remember reading a story, and I'm going to paraphrase this story, maybe a little artistic license, but it was about a man who was minding his own business, walking on his way to work, and he was accosted by thugs. This obviously must have been in a bad part of town, but he was brutally beaten and robbed and left in a pitiable state in some dark alley. But it was not a remote part of town. There were many that went by the place, and many that saw this poor man, that it was obvious that he needed help. And everyone seemed just to pass him by with the assumption that someone else would probably help him. I'm on my way to work, I'm busy, don't have the time, this poor man, someone must help him. It so happened that even a priest, we might say, even a nun, a sister passed by, came up with excuses such as, well, I have a vow of poverty. I don't know how I could go and properly care for the poor man. Bless his heart. I'll pray for him, but move along. And it finally happened late in the day that a regular worker came by and saw the man and took pity on him. This was a man who was not particularly known for his piety. He was not even a Catholic. But he recognized in this soul a brother, a fellow human being. And he immediately carried the man to the nearest hospital, went and out of his meager pay, paid for himself for new clothes and whatever the man might need. The man did not have an ID on him, so he took full responsibility for the man. If there's any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. My dear fellow Catholics, I'm sure that you know what story this is. It's a slight variation on the story told by our Lord himself about the Good Samaritan. This was a parable that our Lord gave, not an actual history, but I'm sure a story that has played out many, many times throughout all of human history. We are in terrible danger of being hypocrites, of being the person, the lay person, the priest, the nun that walks by, has nice thoughts, maybe even has an intention for a minute, but ends up doing nothing. Our Lord in the Gospel today says, "Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." And what did our Lord so often, how did he correct the scribes and the Pharisees? It was always on the matter of hypocrisy. It says, you call yourselves good and holy, and you love to make a showing of your piety, but there's no real work. What are you actually doing to prove your love for Almighty God? This is the warning that we are given in today's gospel, and it's one that we must carry with us each and every day. I've mentioned this many a time, but St. Philip Neri would begin each day by saying, "Lord, beware Philip. He will try to betray you today." Not only are we in danger of betraying our Lord by sin, by action that is contrary to God's law, but we are perhaps even in worse danger of betraying Almighty God by inaction. By contentment in our state, by a certain laxity in our spiritual life. And this is what we must overcome at all costs. We must not be lukewarm, as our Lord says again. How many times does he warn us of this danger? "Be ye either hot or cold, but the lukewarm I will begin to vomit out of my mouth." There was a speaker, I listened to a talk he gave, and he, I believe, is a fine man, but he talks, he's a clinical psychologist. He talks about psychology, and this is very often from a Christian perspective, and find this to be very helpful as a priest. He had a video that had a very interesting title, and it alarmed me at first because this man seemed to be very godly, very grounded and humble. But the title of the video was, "How Dare I Say I Believe in God?" And it kind of caught me. It's like, oh dear, is this man an atheist? He doesn't seem like it. So I watched this lecture that he gave. And it was very interesting because this man, who is not a Catholic yet, starts to explain in great detail the dilemma of the Pharisees. He says, "How dare I say I believe in God?" The point being, if I do not back it up by action. Really, he was giving a commentary on that phrase of our Lord, "Not he who says, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father." And I thought this very interesting, coming from someone not enlightened by the grace of the true faith, but how very true it is. We call ourselves Catholics. What a title. There's a lot contained in that one word. We believe wholeheartedly in all that the church teaches. We profess the Catholic faith. But beyond this, what does it mean to say that we are Catholics? Because is not the Catholic faith a faith of action? We can go through sacred scripture. I've already given quite a few quotations from our Lord, but we could come up with many, many more to prove that, yes, the Catholic faith is a religion of action. It is not enough to say, "Yes, I'm Catholic." It is not enough simply to go to Mass on Sundays. We have to put this faith into action. And how do we do that? We know that our first duty is towards Almighty God. We have to love him with our whole heart, mind, and soul. But put it into action. Have a solid prayer life. Be determined to pray our prayers, and whenever possible, pray them on time. Don't put them off to the last minute. Make it an important part of our day. If we are going to show our love for God, we're going to be asked to make great sacrifices. Is there any possible way that we could make it to Mass more than one day a week? If it is at all possible, then let's do it. We can take a more active part in our parish life. Remember, this is not just Mount St. Michael. It's not just a building made of bricks and concrete where people gather. This is really and truly the house of God. He has so deigned to come and live here. It is his place of residence. He is here in the tabernacle. And so, what greater way to show our love for Almighty God than to come and visit him in his house, to take an active part in the community that comes here to worship him? To come as one united body to the Rosary March this evening. There are many different ways that we might show our love for Almighty God, put it into action. Most importantly, we have our duties towards Almighty God, but most frequently, we are going to exercise this through our neighbor. We know the second part of the great commandment, to love our neighbor as ourself. To not just think about being more patient. To not just want to be more charitable. But put it in writing. Make it concrete. What exactly am I going to do to acquire the virtues that I need to treat my fellow man as though he really is another Christ? Because we are told that. He who does these things to the least of my brethren does them to me. My dear friends, let us be the Good Samaritan. At great cost to ourselves, sometimes we will need to carry our brother or sister to help. We will need to take the money out of our own wallet, to take responsibility that we don't want to take. But this is putting into action what we proclaim to believe. Let us ask our blessed Lord to give us the grace. Ask him particularly today at Mass. Give us the grace to be strong, to not only say, Lord, Lord, but to really and truly do the will of our Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.